how you kind of look at the path of this game. Is there, I mean, you know, the guys that were stranded, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, there's a lot of opportunities there. You just didn't bring them around.
Yeah, there's a ton of opportunity, and we didn't get that necessary hit in order to kind of get that game going. In the first, even the line drive by Nolan right at the first baseman, that could kind of start something, speed their starter up and kind of build from there, but that didn't happen. But we had other opportunities and just couldn't come up with a big hit. Yeah.
When you look at what the possibility of offense could have been for Thompson today, how encouraged are you by how well it turned out?
Very encouraged. That was a really good outing for him. I mean, when we talk about what it looked like in AAA compared to what he just showed us there, he wasn't commanding his pitches. He threw everything for strikes, pounded the bottom of the zone, one walk, 8 punch outs, had the curveball working for him. The slider looked really good, got a lot of swing and miss with that. That was impressive, probably the best we've seen him, so very encouraging. Correct, yeah. You're correct.
What, I guess, how important is that for him to be able to add that? I know it's also a pitch that gives him a different look in terms of velocity and also movement profile with his curveball and
trap. Yeah, it's a different look, to your point, but it's also, think about when we broke spring training, we talked about if he's not landing his curveball, I mean, he's going to have to really just beat people with one pitch, which is his fastball. So it allows him, if he's not having a feel for the curveball, to be able to use something else to keep guys off balance. When he's got all of it working, we get an outing like we see here with 8 punch-outs just because you're having to protect quite a bit. So introducing that slider a little more is going to be important. He did a really nice job with it today, though. Yeah. What he has shown up to this point is that he can be extremely efficient. So you can use him for 2 innings. I mean, he'll throw 7-8 pitches to get 3 outs. It can go back out there in a lane that makes sense. But he's done a nice job against both righties and lefties. I mean, just pounding the bottom of the zone. The changeup was a big player for him off of that. But our pen did a really nice job today. I mean, even you look at what King and the rest of the group did. Pallante getting the ground ball to play. King was up to 95. And his stuff plays. So I thought it was a outstanding job by our pitchers today. Unfortunately, we couldn't score for him.
You mentioned that with your young starting pitchers that you have right now, you're more so focusing on this season right now, but with Thompson's stuff looking like it did today, is he a name that could get going into consideration for a starting spot next year?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what he wants to fight for. And we've talked about allowing him to do that going into the offseason, preparing to come in as a starter and competing for that job. What we saw today is an indication of what's possible for him. So there's work to be done, but it's definitely encouraging. Yeah.
On the other side of things, just curious your thoughts on Austin Gomber and what you saw from your vantage point about his pitching today.
Yeah, we let him off the hook quite a bit. Yeah, we had some real opportunities, and he made pitches. Yeah.
You guys end up in a spot where the bullpen game is necessary. To get as strong a bullpen game as you did and not be able to scratch one, as I imagine the frustration with that is pretty significant.
Yeah, I wish we would have scored. Yeah.
Well, there was a catch by Walker in the 7th inning where he had to dive. Is that another one of those plays where he learns to get a better jump and better reaction times? It doesn't make the plays difficult.
Yeah, I'll take another look at it to see kind of his starting point, where he was positioned and how much ground he had to cover. But, yeah, the more he's out there, the more he's going to be able to get a better first step and take better angles, more direct angles to balls, and get to some of these without diving. And then also he's athletic enough to make the diving play when it is necessary. So, like we've talked about, it's going to be a work in progress, but it's not a lack of effort on his end. He's working like crazy at it, which – the group appreciates.